With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hurricane Milton is turning closer to the west coast of Florida. Michael Brennan with the National Hurricane Center.
10 to 15 feet, so that's well above the height of any person, up to the above a one to even getting into the second story of a building.
And that's why he says that it's not just the high winds, but also the powerful storm surge people need to be concerned about. In Apollo Beach, Florida, Marlon Oaks is filling up his gas tank to try and evacuate.
I was able to get some gas yesterday, but then they ran out, so now I'm trying to get gas here again and, long lines, trickling gas pumps.
Meantime, as Bernie Bennett reports, some fear the destruction already left behind by Hurricane Helene could alter the outcome of the presidential election, given the storm's impact on one battleground state.
Far more Republican than Democratic voters live in the part of North Carolina that was devastated in late September by the historic hurricane that tore through the mountains and valleys surrounding Asheville. With less than a month until voters decide between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, state election officials are putting procedures in place to make it easier for those affected by the storm to vote. Residents in the region remain without electricity and water. North Carolina's election officials said Monday that it has affected early voting, absentee voting, and election day procedures. In a phone briefing Monday afternoon, state election officials said up to 10 of 62 early voting sites across the region could be reduced due to damage from the hurricane or road closures. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A big announcement from President Biden on Tuesday. It came 10 years after the Flint, Michigan water crisis.
I'm announcing a new rule written into law from the Environmental Protection Agency that requires water systems across America replace lead pipe service in every single one in America within 10 years. Must be done.
And the president said yesterday that the new policy will help to ensure that drinking water is safe for every American. This is SRN News. Toyota has had enough with woke capitalism.
The Japanese auto giant says it will no longer support gay pride parades and LGBT summer camps for kids. Toyota is just the latest major company to abandon the gay agenda as a groundswell of protest from Christians, conservatives, and parents builds across the country. Big firms are also looking at what happened to Bud Light when it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. A boycott of that beer destroyed sales and cost three executives their jobs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has decided to send $68.5 million in aid to Somalia, ignoring the violent persecution of Christians there by the mostly Muslim government. Somalia also supports a Muslim terrorist group, Hamas, and government officials have made anti-Semitic statements in the recent past. International Christian Concern warns the administration is making a mistake by funding Somalia. This is SRN News. Correspondent Norman Hall has an update on a former aide to New York Governor, or I should say New York Mayor, Eric Adams, who's facing charges in connection with that federal investigation into the mayor.
A former New York City official has been charged with witness tampering and destroying evidence in a sweeping federal investigation that led to Mayor Eric Adams' indictment. Adams is accused of taking bribes and illegal campaign cash from foreign interests. Mohammed Bahi, who resigned Monday as the mayor's liaison to the Muslim community, faces accusations including deleting phone app communications with Adams. The mayor praised Bahi for his community work, but steered clear of the latest allegations.
He has attorneys. Let his attorneys handle his case.
Adams, who has pleaded not guilty, has vowed to stay in office and seek re-election next year. I'm Norman Hall.
Pepsi has lowered its organic revenue forecast for the year after U.S. consumers continue to pull back their spending. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.